Yes, on Triple J in the studio, Thomas and Branko from Phoenix, who is, Thomas is just getting his headphones sorted out.
Okay? I think, I don't see the red light, but I'm hearing myself, so I'm guessing it works.
It works. Sounds really nice. Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been like 3 years, I guess.
30 years.
It's been too long is what we're getting
yeah,
at.
Yeah, exactly.
We were just saying that one of the last times you were here, you did Like a Virgin. And cheated, playing the band that you guys used to play with, Air.
We love to cheat. It's our specialty.
Will they be cheating today on this in this interview? Have you got questions already? You got your answers written down on your legs?
Yeah, point of interviews, I think, is to raise more questions than give answers.
Okay,
so
this should go
in
well.
That purpose.
Well, can I ask a question about Air? Because I saw someone said today you guys actually had the gentleman from Air up on stage with you guys recently.
Yeah, that's correct. In Paris.
And London.
Yeah.
Two shows.
We did actually the same song we did for...
Still doing it. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's working and it's good to cheat. It's good.
Good.
Also, we don't really... One pleasure of the live show is not to give people what they want sometimes. And this was the opposite. This was, it felt like they liked Nicola coming. So it was nice.
People would not be expecting it, but they'd be like, oh my God, this dream is happening now. The old band's getting back together.
Exactly, the dream.
The dream.
Living the dream.
Well, have you been not giving people what they want at these future music shows, holding back a little bit?
Oh yeah, you have no idea.
What do you mean?
Well, this has reached a level of, I'm not sure how to say this, but not misunderstandings, but we live in a different world. Just somewhere else. You know, on this Future Fest and us, it's definitely a mismatch, but a beautiful mismatch because comes out at some crazy artistic project, you know. It's very emotionally... intense.
Whenever you can get Bauer and Phoenix at the same time, where you can get, we've got Brudinski. He's French, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's at least got a country in common with you guys.
No, Brudinski is a little soul brother.
Oh,
yeah. We Gezafestein.
Yeah, that's right. He's in town as well.
He's French.
They are pretty shocked as well, actually.
is there a French quarter out the back? You guys sort of just hunkering down in France land.
Just the catering, yeah. We brought up our own catering.
<I'm sure. laughs> On Triple J, that is Chloroform, the sweet halftime beats of Chloroform. It was one of the, I remember when R. Kelly did that, he got up on stage with you guys. That was part of the medley. Chloroform was in it as well as 1901 and something else.
Yeah,
correct.
Exactly. Nice. Good tick. See? No cheating. But the video clip to that song, can you talk us through the ideas for that? Because it's you guys on stage with silhouetted and the camera is pretty much on the crowd, which is pretty much all women crying over you guys.
Yeah, this is that around the same time when we played Coachella. It's the first time it was 2 weekends. Mm. I mean, for us. And we had a week off and we had nothing to do because you can't really leave the place to play somewhere else. You're not really allowed to play anywhere else.
Of course.
So we thought we need, you know, something to keep us going.
Something to do.
And my wife was down. She directed the music video and the whole idea came from a picture that's this black and white crying teenage girl. And it was a really strange music video to shoot because she, even though we don't see us on the thing, she wanted us to be there. So we'd had all these professional actresses crying, looking at us for 5-6 hours. So, and at some point, you're like, how much longer can they fake this? You know.
So it was tears for the 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, and they kept like pinching themselves, and
it's a testament to your love that Sophia didn't mind having women crying over you for 5 or 6 hours.
That's the key thing. Yeah.
But not just you guys, of course, Deck and Christian as well.
Yeah.
That is very good. All right, I'm talking to Thomas and Laurent from Phoenix in the studio. We've got Richard on the line from Geelong. Richard, say good day to the gentleman from Phoenix.
Hey, how you going?
Bonjour.
Je pense Phoenix sont vraiment cool, man. I can't wait to see you guys.
Merci.
Was that actual French, or were you just cheating?
Yeah,
that
was good.
Wait, I said, I think Phoenix are truly cool. My favorite band and my fiance's band. She wanted to tell you that she's ready to give you a big smooch, a big kiss after the show if you're around. Whoa. So that's a big call from a fiance. But look, you guys are the coolest. So maybe I'll let you give her a kiss on the cheek or something.
A big bisou. So, no. We call it a big bisou.
Bisou,
oui,
c'est vrai.
What's bisou mean?
It would be a smooch.
A smooch.
A smooch, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, smooch.
Good. So you're going to go to the show, you're going to go to the Horden tomorrow night, Richard?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys play Fences. That's one of my favorite tracks.
Okay, and, we will.
Merci. And,
it's a done deal.
Good stuff. And my fiance Carly would love to hear Too Young as well.
Oh, goodness. Tell you what, can we just give Richard and Carly your fax number and he just fax the set list through?
Yeah. Awesome. That's a great idea. No, sorry, guys. No, look, just play Fences for me. Don't worry about Carly.
I'll tell you what, Richard, if you and Carly are down the front, there's a very good chance you'll get very close to Thomas because you spend a lot of time in the crowd as well.
That's right. I do lie down at some point because I have nothing else to do. So you can shout out any requests
and go for that.
I'll hear them.
As well.
I'll be, yeah.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night, Richard. Good on you.
I won't wear a beret.
Oh, dear. On Triple J. There we go. Richard from Geelong. Hey, while we're speaking about France, you guys grew up in Versailles.
Yeah.
And I read, now this, you may have been cheating in an interview and making up stuff, but you used to sneak into the empty Palace of Versailles at night and muck around and do silly things in it.
Yeah, we'd play, my favorite memory was to play laser tags.
Really?
We would, yeah. And also there was one moment where my brother was really into roller skating.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he took me there and on the Grand Trianon, which is the most expensive marble.
Yes, it is.
We roller skates. And you only needed one push, and you could go forever. That's how good the marble was.
That's how they test marble in the big castles these days.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of like if you grew up in Sydney, sneaking into the Opera House and roller skating down the thing or something like that.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
But waiting for the tourists to leave, so doing it at night.
Yeah, or even, I mean, it's very divided. There's the tourists are in one section and the rest is pretty, you still have places that are, and they're working on it, so no one's allowed, and you can go daytime. And there's only one policeman. That's the main thing I remember. One small guy on a motorcycle that's very slow. He'd never get you.
Could you bring a date, go on a date there and sort of invite them into the palace and,
Yeah, that's what we, I mean, that was the place where you would meet.
Nice. On Triple J, Phoenix are in the country and in the studio. We're talking about the Chloroform video clip. The video clip for Trying to Be Cool was... How long did it take to get that one-shot video clip correct?
For one day, a full day, but a lot of preparation.
Because there was fire and, things blowing up and you had to, Branko, had to finish doing that thing before you could play the guitar line and stuff.
Yeah. Well, we played live. That's why it's pretty badly.
No, it's not. I spent a lot of time frame by frame looking for the cuts, but there's no cuts.
There is one cut.
Oh. Yeah.
But I can tell you that, it was a very funny day. Usually videos are really boring to shoot, but this one was so much fun. And so much tension and people. Yeah,
and not to mention a little bit of, I'm going to guess there was an invisible piece of rope on you, Thomas, so you could do that the sort of lean down.
It was a painful wedgie. If you want, maybe that's too much details.
That's good. That's the true decadence of rock and roll world. Yeah. Just wedgies.
Yeah.
Roller skating on marble and wedgies. That's Phoenix's life. A Triple J. Hey, you got to Australia. The very first photo you guys posted was this. So you went out and tell us about where you went.
Yes, it was the Art Museum.
In Brisbane?
In Brisbane. It was this really cool Chinese artist whose name I will pronounce very badly. But just in my imagination, because I've forgotten it.
Okay, no. I think it's Kai Cai Chuo Jiang, no?
Cai Chuo Cheng.
There is it, see.
That's, I think, the pronunciation.
Seriously, the amount of French words that we pronounce badly, it's okay. You're okay. That's all right.
So, yeah, no, it's a really super cool artist. Nice. He's doing a lot of firework.
Daytime like, firework.
Daytime artistic firework.
So, and taxidermied wild animals.
Yeah.
That's his two things.
Like, it was a big room, and we weren't expecting a visual shock. Mm-hmm. In Brisbane, you know, but it happened. That the beauty of touring, suddenly you're.
And have you got any more time off to do things like that while you're in Australia, or have you
in Sydney and Melbourne as well?
So if you're going to fancy places like that, look out for the Phoenix jackets. That's where you guys will be.
Yeah,
very very easily to spot wearing your own merchandise.
Actually, we posted
this. This is not us though.
But, we posted it on Instagram or something, mm-hmm. and people came like little fans.
They were really, yeah. 3-4 minutes later.
Yeah, that was good. They recognized.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, it's right. art museums, friendship, fandom.
That's so just keep watching Phoenix's Instagram. That's how you'll know. Oh, good. Well, you guys, you've got these two shows. So the Horden Festival Hall tomorrow night and Thursday night, then the rest of Future Music. You guys have had a pretty big year, I guess, since Bankrupt came out.
Yeah, it's we're going to be touring till August. It's a long, but it's...
But we are going to be platinum on our... Air France,
your frequent flyer miles. Yes,
good news.
Can you tell me, especially you, Branko, might know what this is? Because it kind of ties up France last year quite well. What band is this?
That's my the first band I played with when I was like 16. It was called Darling. The reason why it's a bit interesting is that it was with the two guys of Daft Punk. So we were like a super group, but before being even a group. So we were just stupid teenagers. We released one 7-inch, which was a great achievement for the stupid children we were.
Didn't the review of that give Daft Punk their name?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. In Melody Maker, the British newspaper that doesn't exist anymore because I couldn't smell the future genius.
Because they got it wrong. Yeah,
they
got
it wrong. So, yeah, it's true. But it was Daft Punkish.
There was this song. I was listening to this on loop. It's like just a great instrumental.
Yeah, it's very influenced by the Beach Boys, a kind of punk rock way.
Yeah, like a sort of Screeching Weasel, kind of the Queers, kind of that sort of Californian punk rock kind of thing.
Punk rock with the sophistication of weird chords.
Which is kind of, I guess, how it was fed into Phoenix now, into the
melodic
and all that
actually,
sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. Obviously Daft Punk to an extent as well. Do you still see those guys? Are they still around in their robot suits walking down the streets?
Yeah, they are texting and sexting.
Sexting?
Yes, texting and sexting.
That must get annoying. Wake up and you turn on your phone, you got another sext from the robots from Daft Punk.
Yeah, they're pretty intense.
God damn. All right, what's for the rest? What is up for the rest of 2014 for Phoenix?
A new album. That's the main... I mean, not released, but we're going to work on it. Actually, we're starting before that, but you know, that's the nice thing about being a musician is that when you're on tour, you... can't wait to make music as well. And when you're making music, you want to go out. So they keep feeding off of each other.
Do you write stuff when you're on tour? Is that possible?
Technically, it is.
But psychologically, no.
There's too many people bothering you at museums. You haven't got time to.
Yeah, I mean, no, we want to discover the world, you know. And when we are writing music, we have a monk kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, you're secreting yourselves away inside.
Yeah.
Hanging out next to that piece of Michael Jackson's recording studio that you guys bought for the last record.
Yeah.
You've got that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, we were recently, our storage unit was robbed.
Oh, no.
And we lost almost everything, you know, instruments. And,
yeah.
But the Michael Jackson board was so heavy that they couldn't take it. So it's still there. That's, so we're going to go back to that one.
That's the only thing that you've got left.
That was the, yeah.
All those cool keyboards are gone and stuff.
That's a good desk. Yeah.
This, you bought this desk off eBay and they didn't even know, people didn't believe it was a Michael Jackson desk, so you've been doubly lucky with this desk.
It's stroke of genius, you say that?
Stroke.
Like we were, no, you don't say that.
Well, I'll say it right now. It's a stroke of genius.
It's the only moment of genius we had in the last 10 years. we could feel that this guy who was so shady and...
suspicious.
It's so weird. We could tell it was too weird to be a lie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was the genius of it. Actually, we went there to shoot him with a crew because he was so intense and crazy and had so many stories that we have a little documentary in the making about him, the guy who was selling it. Crazy person.
You should have a movie about him, but he's always silhouetted, and it's just a bunch of people crying over the fact that they didn't buy the recording studio. And you guys did.
I should record. Yeah, people, are once, right after buying it, we received calls like, I couldn't believe it's the real one. Now I want to get it. Can I pay you this much? But I never recorded the...
Oh, well.
I have to. Every phone... conversation will be recorded from now on.
Yeah. I'll remember that next time.
Yes.
And all of Daft Punk's sexts as well. Screenshot.
Yeah.
Triple J. Branko, Thomas, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Have a ball.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.